Shots, episode 100 of I'll Have a Beer and Talk, because I'm a jerk. We were traveling last week, so my ambitions for a spectacular episode were far outstripped by the cold, harsh reality of no time. So this episode is what I like to call an 8-ounce version of I'll Have a Beer and Talk, where I have a small amount of a strong beer and talk about one single story that I read on the internet that I found interesting. Most of last week, we were in Atlanta, Georgia, attending this year's Friends of Dart Hunter Papermakers Conference, this year entitled Chasing Paper. We got to wander the grounds of Georgia Tech and see various artifacts that were owned and made by Dart Hunter himself. If you don't know who that is, go look it up. Got to see some familiar faces that belong to the luminaries in the handmade papermaking world, and those faces have started to recognize us, so that's exciting. Anyway, you're here to listen to me talk about a beer and a sciencey, techie story, and not ramble on about papermaking, so let's get to that beer. And to do that, I turned on the randomizer to make this week's selection, so here it goes. Hooray! I have Milwaukee Brewing Company's OG, a 9.2% ABV tea-infused wit beer. There is a Gojira-esque giant lizard on the can, so this beer has been calling out to me for a while. Gojira is my spirit animal. Be sure to check out the show Instagram to see the can in my Godzilla shrine. What? You don't have a Godzilla shrine in your home? That's weird. Anyway, a wit beer is a Belgian-style unfiltered wheat beer with a pale and cloudy appearance caused by the high level of wheat in the brewing process. Wit beers are always spiced, usually with coriander, orange peel, and, according to beeradvocate.com, quote, other oddball spices or herbs. OG here is infused with tea from Rishi Tea, coincidentally located also in Milwaukee. Interesting. Beer Advocate also states that wit beers are crisp and have a twang to them, and the blurb on this can here says, enjoy this monster fusion of balance and aggression. I am really looking forward to this, so let's switch to the beer mic and open this can of radioactive lizard whoop-ass.
Up from the depths, 30 stories high, breathing fire, his head in the sky, Godzilla, 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 and Godzilla.
Alright, it's a very pale orange. It's a little, not quite as cloudy as I expected, but there's definitely some cloudy wheat bits in there, and strangely enough, it smells like apple juice. Very interesting. Let's see if it tastes like apple juice. Oh, that is really, really good. There's notes of like a good herbal tea in there, and some very low-key bitterness, and just a little bit of honey, almost, and that apple juice kind of smell, at least it smells, to me, it smells like apple juice, kind of works with all of those different flavor aspects. This is awesome. Makes me just want to stomp a city down. You know, I'd love to work in a brewery. Problem is, I haven't done much learning on brewing beer. I did take a basic overview class that I do intend to try someday, but money and time are in very short supply these days. Now, if I were a crayfish, that'd be a different story. I wouldn't need to do anything special to get a job in a brewery. Just do what crayfish do. Indicate good water quality by my very presence in said water. In case you're wondering, Atlas Obscura had the article that I read that led me to create that very bizarre introduction. Crayfish, as you know, are crustaceans, or as I like to call the species, underwater arachnids spawned from the depths of hell. They really creep me out. Anyway, crayfish live in the bottom of streams, and they prefer clean, unpolluted streams to hang out in. I don't blame them. This preference for a nice place to live has led to them being noticed as an indicator species. Their presence, or lack of presence, is an indicator that something isn't quite right in their environment. Clean water is highly desirable for something very important to me and the world. Making beer. Clean water means a better-tasting brew. To assist in making really good beer and to test the viability of using indicator species to help monitor the environment, the University of South Bohemia has developed a water tank and sensor system that utilizes the crayfish's predilection for good clean water to indicate water purity levels, and the system is in use at the Protovin Brewery in the Czech Republic. 5 very special, very lucky crayfish have been kitted out with back-mounted infrared sensors that monitor their heart rates. So kind of like Apple Watches, but for crayfish. A portion of the water supply used by the brewery for the brew kettle is diverted into the crayfish's special tank. If three or more crayfish have elevated heart rates, that means the water isn't clean enough. A computer monitoring the crayfish can then, within 3 minutes, alert the brewers about a dip in water quality, and they can take the appropriate action to clean things up. We are using crayfish like a living chemical laboratory, like a bioindicator and biosensor together, said Pavel Kozak, director of the university's Research Institute of Fish Culture and Hydrobiology. The crayfish reacts very fast on any nonspecific change, which is different than any other detectors, which react fast on a very low concentration of pollution, but only on one specific agent. So crayfish make very, very accurate and precise and inexpensive pollution detectors. Neat. You know, those crayfish have a pretty sweet job. They just hang out in clean water, and if they have the slightest bit of discomfort, it gets taken care of swiftly, and they get paid in food, too. Nice work, if you can get it. Okay, that's it for this week. Sorry. Next week, for reals, episode 100. Assuming I can keep my S together, and that the world itself can keep its S together. For now, though, please visit my sponsor, Pulp and Deckle, at PulpandDeckle.com. And if you enjoy my show each week, no matter what the length, you can donate at least $1 a month to the show's production costs at patreon.com/ihabitradio. That is patreon.com/ihabitradio. And I am out of here. Please tell your family, friends, neighbors, pets, plants, aliens, and hecatophobics about the show and that they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to Gary@pulpandeckle.com or on Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!